Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Well, hello. Welcome back. I'm so excited for you to be here. And you are too, because we're going to talk about something today that all people that take the mission must know is in the package. You know, when you get that beautiful gift basket and you're like, oh, I'm going to expand myself. I'm going to become an entrepreneur. I'm going to take on my mission. I'm going to go out there in the world. There's something in the gift basket along with the wine and the chocolates and the cheese, and it's called personal development. It's called personal growth. There's this little thing in there that you're going to have to work with, because we all know it. As life changes, we change, right? As we go forward and we say we want to make change, well, that means that we're probably going to have some kind of what I call stretch to significance. I am joined today by an incredible woman named Rachel Collins. You have seen her on this show before. Her company is called Passion Purpose Today. So honestly, when you think about your passions, your purpose, you know that there's some personal development in there. Why? Because as we grow, so do we. It's kind of like where we go, so we follow. And we're all very familiar with personal development. It's things that we probably listen to when we wake up in the morning, or you clip on your, you know, your YouTube, or you watch a podcast about it. And we're always looking for, I believe, that world of betterment. You know, some people are looking to quest. They want more out of life. And then some people are like, are wanting to slow down and have more out of life, right? So no better than to talk to someone who has also expanded in their life. They've had things they've gone through. I've heard a little bit of Rachel's stories before on our show. She came to a place where things needed to get created to be able to accommodate what was going on in her life, which was part of the stretch. And then she's also an entrepreneur. And it's part of the deal, right? So Rachel, welcome back to Mission Accepted. So happy to have you here again.
Thank you. So glad to see you again.
I know. It's always nice to see people. You know, you're like, hey, what's going on? We both got so much, you know, so much happening. So in the world of personal development, let's talk about a little bit of your experience with it. Let's just have this really great open conversation with people that are looking to branch out or build up or expand. On when I say personal development, what does that mean for you?
Yeah, so the things that come to mind for me are a couple fold. And so I'd say the first kind of real stretch for me was, you know, going from being a full-time employee, right, where you've got really clear objectives, they're set by somebody else, you know, and you have regular performance reviews, so you know how you're tracking, to being able to really be your own boss, right, and not get that immediate feedback all the time. And so I'd say that's kind of the first real stretch is just, you know, how is it that I want to use my skills, my voice, my abilities, but in service to a dream that's mine, right? In service to community. So definitely a mindset switch more than anything else. Same skills, transferable skills, but really that autonomy and risk-taking to do it my way.
Let's talk about that a little bit, because it's almost like when you talked, I was like, it's that self-directed RRSP, you know? It's like, because when you're used to having, there is some kind of, as much as we may not enjoy having someone not hover over us, but be accountable to, there can be some relief in that. There can be some relief in someone holding those boundaries of what our position is, what is expected of us,
we can gauge, but it's also great to have that person, which is why we as entrepreneurs hire coaches, right? To have that person to be able to bounce things off. And then you go into the world of entrepreneurship, and when you talk about that mindset, there's no one there telling you what to do, when to do it, deadlines, and how it's supposed to be done. And the systems aren't necessarily in place for that. That's a big switch for people because for some people, it's like, oh my gosh, there's so much to do. And for some people, it's like, I don't know what to do first. And many times people are purpose driven. So they know what they want to get to the world. And then there can be, sometimes it can take a couple of years to really formulate those systems. And that can be a little frustrating. It can be disappointing. It can be confusing. It can be like, I didn't know it was going to be like this. For you, when you were first in your business and trying to figure out the best systems, what, how did you, not how did you find systems, but what did you find that you needed to do? What's some of the stuff that you do? Like, is it making lists and putting it around your, you know, what is it that you did to really understand what is expected of you of a successful entrepreneur?
Yeah. So with lists, like that can be overwhelming. So I do have a little bit of a running list of things that I'll group into priorities, right? So, you know, what are those really essential things that I need to get to quickly? What are those things that would be nice to build longer term? And I'd say having the patience with myself, not to feel like I need to do that entire list at once, right? Like that recognition that it is going to take time, that this is a slower build, and that's okay. And so lists are helpful, but they can feel overwhelming. What I've done that works really well for me is I basically will set every 90 days, like, here's my key objective, right? And I'll narrow it down to one, two really big things that I want to move the dial on. And so maybe it's like, okay, it's that final push to get a book published, right? Or, hey, this time it's, you know, this 90-day focus is around building my Substack. So whatever that looks like, having a really clear focus where I can look back at the end of 90 days and say, yeah, like I did that, right? So we've talked about like that lack of feedback, that accountability. If I can be extremely clear and realistic around what it is I can accomplish, then I can feel great at the end of that 90 days, and then kind of set the next objective. And so that's worked really well for me because it's a short enough time frame that I get stuff done. I'm not procrastinating on it. I move the dial forward. But it's also long enough to, you know, not be doing individual tasks on a list, but really working towards something that's part of that larger vision.
Right. So one of the things that I heard you mention was patience, right? And that you were patient with yourself. And we think about, you know, it's interesting because when you're in business, I'm in business, most of the women in our circles are in business. What comes along with that is personal development. So we are in the personal development field, and so is so many women that we, because you want to help people. So therefore, even if you help them in your business, you're helping them in your life. So it's really hard to separate that personal business development. But there's that piece that came up. So when you said the word patience and be kind to yourself and all of that whole self-love or self-care or self-awareness, what are some of the things that you share with your clients to do? What are some of the things that you do to for your own personal development to maintain and stay moving forward?
Yeah, so it really for me comes down to mindset, right? Like that's absolutely critical. And so there's a couple of things that I'll do and I'll coach other people to do as well, just to really maintain a positive mindset that, you know, has that resiliency to kind of get through those obstacles when they come up. And so really quick one is progress journaling. And so every day, write down at least a couple of things that I've accomplished that I feel good about. If I've had one of those really bad days, I can look back and go, okay, you know, here's the progress I've made, right? So instead of having like a super long list of everything I haven't done, it's here's everything I've actually accomplished and here's how I've made a difference. So that is, I think, a great one for mindset shift. Gratitude is another really big one. So, you know, three gratitudes at the end of every day. I try to link those to kind of that larger vision or purpose. And so it's not just that I feel grateful for this, it's like, here's the reasons why I feel grateful, right? And so, you know, deepening that, taking a moment to kind of pause, really absorb that. There's a practice that Dr. Rick Hansen calls, which is taking in the good. And so it's when you have a positive moment, stopping and savoring that for 15 to 20 seconds to really absorb that and kind of make that part of your brain. Like it actually rewires your brain if you do this regularly. All of that is just very quick little things to stay in those moments of celebrating the wins instead of beating yourself up of everything that you still have left to do.
Oh, when you say that, so thank you so much. It reminds me of, I mean, many people do them. I still do them, vision boards, dream boards, treasure boards, or what have you. And one of the most important things that I found very, very helpful, I did them with my, so we did on New Year's Eve and all the things, is that actually taking off the things that you had accomplished. I remember hearing a story of someone who kept a car on there and they kept having the same car over and over again. They realized they had the car, but it's very, like you said, accomplishing. It feels very good to check off. For me, you do, we do accomplishment lists. So at the end of the year, all the things that you do and you can look back at it. It is amazing what the human spirit can accomplish. And when you actually write it down, sometimes people don't write down the things that they consider small or maybe a little bit, or they forget, or they don't think it should, it's not going to hit the list. But for example, my son, we just got a vehicle for his business, right? That's a big deal. But it's not necessarily something that someone would maybe write on the list, like, oh, got a new car. But that's a big deal. Whatever it took to get that new car. And I think it helps fill that bucket because, particularly as an entrepreneur, you're, like we talked earlier, you're working on your own. You have to be your own, cheerleaders on the side many, many, many times. And sometimes that affirmation is really important. What is something that, how can you, what is something that's been one of the coolest things that's happened to you that was affirming, that came from doing your work? Like, what's one of those things you were like, oh man, like, I don't need to do gratitude for 2 weeks. This experience was so cool, didn't see it coming.
Yeah, so I'd say the really great one for me was I was looking for somebody to do a foreword for my book, and I had done a training program with Marcy Sagoff, who's Happy for No Reason, and so I had become one of the certified trainers around Happy for No Reason, and I was kind of dreaming big, and I'm like, okay, I want somebody to do a foreword for the book. Who do I want, right? And reached out to her. And she said yes immediately. She's a New York Times bestselling author. And it was just so so affirming and such a big celebration, like that, somebody like that would take the time to pay it forward, to help somebody who's newer and really truly live the message. And so it just it was affirming in every way. And then I, want to pay that forward and do it for other people, right? So that sense of community, that sense of connection, people taking the time when they don't need to, just huge, huge moment to really celebrate.
Well, I'm sure you took in your 15 to 20 seconds based on Dr. Rick Hansen. But and what I hear, because we're talking about personal development, is how did you pick up the phone? Like, what did you have to say to yourself? What did you have to overcome? And it might not have been that day, but it might have been a year or 2 years before that. Like, someone would have been, oh my gosh, she's going to say no. I love when people answer for other people already. Yeah, but she's probably too busy. She's in New York. And all of that's just kind of mini little sabotage, So the personal development, when you're in the business of personal development, you yourself, so what it took for you to brave up, whether it was 30 seconds or 3 weeks, to be able to ask someone that you consider, at a place further ahead of you. And we all know that whole dance, right? About, so I think it's it shows the work that you've done to be able to pick up. And if they couldn't, it's not a reflection of you.
Yeah, I think that's the key, right? Like, I think if you kind of live in fear of rejection, then you're not going to ask, right? And so, getting to a place where you're confident enough of yourself to go, you know what, I'm worthy of that. I do have a message. I do want to share it. This is something that can make a difference. And so I think feeling confident in what it is that you offer is really key. But then also holding that lightly, right? Not being so attached to that, that you can't take a risk, right? Or you can't, stop yourself from doing something because of the fear of rejection. And so it's a little bit of a balance of like, being, really confident in what you're offering, but at the same time, being able to kind of let it go and evolve as it needs to.
Yeah. This or better, right? This or better. So when things like that happen, you're like, this or better. So look, you're in business of personal development and you help entrepreneurs, you help people have more infrastructure, right? That's what you do with your business. When clients come to you, what's going on for them? Like, what is it that what's going on for them? Is it entrepreneurs predominantly that you're working with? Is it people that are busy? Because I know that you do a lot around the time piece. So what is it that they're challenging with?
Yeah, so it's mostly creative solopreneurs, right? Artists, writers, people that are using their creativity. Often really creative people may not have a great system. If somebody's really struggling to get things done, they're working in isolation, they don't feel like they're making progress. What I offer is a few different things. And so I've got my new book out, which is the Focus Flow Formula, which is the system that it's based on, which is all around planning in the 90-day cycles and using mindfulness time blocks to make progress on priorities that people really care about. And the other piece of it is I offer a support system for not doing it in isolation, right? And so quite often as creative people, we talked about not getting that feedback, right? Maybe you're working away, you're not really seeing the progress. When we start pairing that up with accountability, a circle of support, peer review sessions, right? So you can actually get feedback on your work. It's a bit of a game changer because all of a sudden, not only is there a system for making sure that you're, working on your key priorities, but as you're working on them, you're not doing it in isolation, right? And that is a game changer for a lot of people. Just helps drive people forward, reaffirms their vision of where they want to go, helps us do those micro adjustments, right? So that we don't get so far down the road and then realize that, oh, there's, things that we haven't thought through, right? That we could get feedback when we're in community. So that's what I offer is I have a system, and then I also have a what's called the Focus Flow Success Circle, which is really about bringing creatives together so that they can build their dreams.
I love micro adjustments. I think if anyone heard anything from there in terms of if you've got something big in your life that you're like biting at every little day, and we know that entrepreneurs tend to have, bigger goals. They have bigger goals, and then as they see things start to come to fruition, they could even expand. And bigger goals could be like, oh, I'm going to have a program to my book, or I'm going to speak now, or I'm going to write now, or I'm going to collaborate. There's all these great collaboratings of people coming together and becoming bigger and all of that. And those micro adjustments that happen when other people are seeing where you're at. And you hear it often, right? So a lot of times people like solo work because that's their thing. And then you have this group thing. And some people are like, oh, I'm going. But the benefit of being in a group, there's an energy to the group that allows you to chill out. Like, you don't even have to. You can learn so much from the interaction. I just find that I went to an incredible group that a woman, was running, and I went there to support, and I loved the topic. It was leadership. And I'm like, you're in leadership, I'm in leadership, we're in leadership. And I'm like, oh man, first of all, it's so nice not to have to lead. Second, there was just great learning from being in circle and having other at the her group was all women, but having other women or other entrepreneurs, or for you, your circles are creatives, just having them ask questions in a different way, but you needing the answer in relationship to what you're going on. I think circles are magic. I think they're all magic. Look, I know that we're coming to an end a little bit. So from a personal development standpoint, which is what we wanted to talk about today, how important do you feel, and what, if you could leave someone with, do you find is right up there at the top things that one needs to do to be able to sustain these incredible, audacious goals that we have in life?
I think I would say clarity. Clarity is number one, because if you don't know what you're driving to, if you don't have that vision, right, it's really easy to kind of get distracted, go in different directions, try different things. Like you want to have that flexibility to pivot. But if you're working towards a vision that's specific, it's concrete, it's measurable, then you know when you're getting there, you know when you're making progress, and it's much easier to define like what's the next step, right? So what's the next logical step? You don't have to have that full path mapped out, right? But if you know that end goal of where you're going, you know, then you can just get the clarity to kind of to get there. So that would be, I'd say, number one is like know where you want to go. Yeah, otherwise life may surprise you in other wonderful ways, but if you truly want that outcome, you need to be really clear in it.
No, that's fantastic. It's a powerful business and a powerful personal. So you know what you're meditating for, right? So
Yes,
you know
yep.
what you're meditating for. This is super important. Look, thank you so much for being with us today. You've heard Rachel on our shows before. She loves what she does. She's got good stuff going on. All her things are going to be listed in the show notes. I want to talk to you, audience, for a little bit. Then, Rachel, I've got a special question for you. We'll take it in a whole different direction. Look, we've got some great things going on at Mission Accepted. If you want to sit here, if you've got a passion, if you've got a project, you got a book, you got a whatever going on for yourself, come on to the Mission Accepted show. You can go to devdrummond.com, hit the contact page. If you want to take it a little bit higher, you can be welcomed on our stage. And I want to announce, because this is the first show that we're announcing, that you've been coming to our summits. I know you do, because so many of you let us know, and we so appreciate you. Is that we've added something new to our summits heading as of this August. We have these incredible panels. So of course we have our beautiful featured speakers, and if you want to be a featured speaker, fantastic. And you know that you show up on TV now. We have these beautiful televised panels, and I want to tell you what you're in store for. So the next show that we have is coming up in August, and that is Women of Music. So anyone and everything to do with music. Now in November, we are looking for women to speak on the summit in two categories. One is health, wealth, wellness, and lifestyle. And the other one is communication, relationship, love, not love relationship, just the whole thing around relationship and communication. And then International Women's Day is not far behind. We are getting filled for the panels that are the Women to Watch Power Panel. So if you fall in any of those categories, we want to hear from you. We have some space. We have some time, and we have some space. So that's available for you. So if that rings a bell, please let us know. We'd love to hear your message. And if you've not braved up, I'm sure myself and Rachel will tell you that it is part of sharing your passion, right? It's part of that personal development. So if it makes you nervous a little bit, that's okay. We got you. We got you. So, Rachel, I'm going to go back to you a little bit. I know you've been on the show before, and I've asked you some incredible questions, probably about music, but I'm going to ask you a different music question today. So, let's pretend that we're on a radio station and you won two tickets to a concert of your dream, who you haven't seen yet. So, if you were to win two tickets, all expense paid, fly you in, hotels, the whole deal, hang out at the spa the next day, who have you not seen in concert that you absolutely would love to go see?
I'd love to go see Taylor Swift. I hear amazing things about her concerts. I've seen the crowds of people that even are outside of them. I think that'd just be an awesome experience.
All right, so there it is. There it is. So it's out there in the world making its magic now, Rachel. All right, thank you so much, audience. We love you, we adore you, we appreciate you. Rachel, thank you for being with us again today. And as always, you be well and you stay groovy, and we will see you back here next week.